Data Access Cyber Seminar. This series is a newly formed collaborative mini-series in which you can join data access and policy experts from VIREC, the VA Information Resource Center, and VINCI, VA Informatics and Computing Infrastructure, and others in the field for presentations on accessing and managing data. And we'd like to thank CIDR for providing technical and promotional support. Data Access is a new cyber seminar mini-series consisting of 5 presentations. Sessions provide an overview of data access request processes, insight on regulatory requirements, and address where to find related resources. This mini-series is geared towards new and established VA employees who are interested in VA data access and regulatory policies. Here is the series schedule for the year. Sessions are held September through November. More information about this series and other cyber seminars is available on HSR's website, and you can view past sessions on HSR's Cyber Seminar Archive. A quick reminder to those of you just logging on, slides are available for download, and this is a screenshot of a sample email you should have received today before the session. In it, you'll find a link to download today's slides. Before I introduce our speaker today, I'd like to ask the audience just a few poll questions to get to know you better. The first one, what is your primary role in projects using VA data? Are you investigator co-IPI, statistician, methodologist, biostatistician, data manager, analyst, or programmer? Project coordinator, or other? And if you select other, please open up the chat function and write your job title in there. The polling pane should be open on your screen now. Go ahead and click your response and be sure to scroll down to the bottom and press submit. And we actually have 2 poll questions open at once. So the other one that you can find in your polling pane is how long have you been using VA data? And those answer options are none. I'm brand new to this. 1 year or less. More than 1, less than 3 years, at least 3, less than 7 years, at least 7, less than 10 years, or 10 years or more. So again, in your polling pane, be sure to click responses to both questions and then scroll to the bottom and press submit so that those are recorded. And we see people are still writing in their responses, so we're going to give everybody a few more seconds, and I will turn it over to Whitney to share the results with us.
Thank you, Molly. Going to go ahead and close out this poll right here. And share the results for what is your primary role. We have 14% said A, investigator PI co-I, 3% said B, statistician, methodologist, biostatistician, 8% said C, data manager, analyst, programmer. 20% said D, project coordinator. 17% said E, other. Some of those others are research compliance, RCO, social worker, co-chair of Alabama's challenge team, research program manager, graduate research assistant, and a fellow. And then for poll number 2, how many years of experience? We have 20% said A, none. I'm brand new to this. 11% said B, 1 year or less. 12% said C, more than 1, less than 3. 7% said D, at least 3, less than 7. 4% said E, at least 7, less than 10. And lastly, 5% said F, 10 years or more. Thank you, everyone. Back to you, Molly.
Thank you so much, and I appreciate our attendees for responding to those. As you can see, today's session is titled VA Data Access Preparatory to Research Requirements, and I'd like to introduce our speaker and discussants for today. Presenting for us today is Angela Giannata. She's a Data Access and Policy Specialist at VIREC, VA Information and Resource Center. She is the lead reviewer on the Real SSN Request Review Project at VIREC, reviewing Data Access Request Tracker requests for Real SSN data on behalf of the Office of Research and Development. She coordinates with VHA and other government offices regarding research data access and privacy requirements to understand, communicate, and improve data access procedures. Joining Angela for the Q&A portion at the end of today's presentation is Tim Troutman from VINCI. So we're very grateful to him for joining us today and to all of you for joining us. And at this time, I'd like to turn it over to you, Angela.
Thanks, Molly. Welcome, everybody. Thanks for joining us today. We're glad you're here. And I am happy to help you navigate requesting VA data access for preparatory to research purposes. If As Molly has already said, and I probably Whitney too, if any questions come up for you during the presentation, you can go ahead and submit them using the Q&A function, and one of our discussants will respond. I do want to thank Tim Troutman, Vinci Program Manager, for being here today as a discussant. Thank you so much, Tim. As you can see in our session roadmap here, we're going to start with a few points about VA data and prep to research, or PTR. Then we'll look at key elements for PTR, applicable regulatory components, data sources and tools available, and requesting PTR data access. After that, we'll wrap things up with a Q&A session. So let's start things off with VA data use, research, and why PTR. The Veterans Health Administration, or VHA, is the largest healthcare system in the country. As a result, there's an enormous volume of patient health information and other data available to VA data users for both research and non-research purposes. Keep in mind that the process for requesting VA data access is determined by how the data will be used. For any research or prep to research work, what do you need first? Well, you need an idea. And from that idea, you'll determine your research question or topic. One concept that may help you with this process is the FINER approach. The acronym FINER stands for feasible, interesting, novel, ethical, and relevant. Feasibility, of course, is all about the practicality of a study. Interest is about a study captivating the attention of the researcher as well as the wider audience, including peers, collaborators, and potential funders. Novelty is about bringing something new to the table and ensuring that research contributes fresh insights and perspectives. Ethics is the cornerstone of any credible research because it ensures the study is conducted with integrity, respect, and responsibility, safeguarding the dignity and well-being of participants. And finally, relevance ensures that the research resonates with the real world, especially our mission for veterans. Once you've got your topic or your research question, there are three options for requesting VA data access. One, of course, is research, which VA defines as a systematic investigation designed to develop or contribute to generalizable knowledge or to expand the knowledge base of a scientific discipline. This speaks directly to VA's goal for our research efforts to improve the lives and healthcare of veterans. Also, whenever a project is specifically funded as research, then it constitutes research. And lastly, clinical investigations as defined under FDA regulations are also considered research. Another option is operations or non-research data use, and this type of data use or access has to do with program administration, quality improvement, and program evaluation. But our focus today is the third option, which is data access preparatory to your research. There are two objectives for requesting prep to research access. One is to access personal health information, or PHI, to prepare a funding proposal for a new research project. And the other is to access PHI to develop a new research protocol. You should already be refining your research question and beginning to draft your proposal or protocol when you request prep to research data access. This is why PTR is its own category. You can select any of the data sources listed on the data screen in the Data Access Request Tracker or DART request process, although some program office data are not available for prep to research. And I'll talk more about that a little later. But data access will be broader for PTR purposes because you won't yet have a cohort. You just have ideas related to your research question or topic. So you're in the process of developing your cohort inclusion and exclusion criteria, and you'll need data for a wider range of people to determine your final cohort definition for the proposal or protocol. But you can't use this data access, prep to research access, for any other purpose. That's really important. You can't use it for any other purpose than preparing a proposal or protocol. And likewise, once you have finished with PTR data access, you can't keep the list of patients you discovered for your research cohort or anything else. You may not download or remove any of the data you received for prep to research from the Vinci environment. You are allowed to keep de-identified or aggregate data, but that's it. The primary objective for prep to research data access is to determine whether you have enough subjects and enough data about them to address the aims of your study. I do want to mention a couple of tools you might find useful. One is this research versus operations decision tool. Even knowing how VA defines research, it can still sometimes be a little tricky to identify the correct data access category for a project. And I like this tool because it's a nice visual for reminding data users, in this case, what qualifies as prep to research. Now, the other tool is an ORD application called VEDA. The acronym stands for VA Exempt Determination Application, which may actually now be required by your facility. VEDA helps clarify whether your intended project is research or non-research, and it gives you a preliminary determination based on your answers to the questions within the application. So you're aware, you may be asked to submit the preliminary determination with your other documents when you are ready to submit your completed research protocol for facility review. Next up, we will look at the key elements for prep to research data access. Because we're talking about prep to research rather than research, the list of key elements is actually pretty short. First, before even setting the wheels in motion for PTR data access, a staff appointment at a VA facility with a research program is required. That means the individual can be a paid employee, paid VA employee. They can hold a without compensation or walk appointment, or they can hold an Intergovernmental Personnel Act or IPA appointment. IPA is how we hire people from affiliate state universities to work on various VA projects. And as mentioned earlier, ethics are also super important. When contemplating your study aims for the development of your proposal or protocol, it's really important to remember that you want to develop them according to the principle-based ethics framework for VA data access and use. This federal ethics regulation is based on 9 specific principles, and it outlines the basic provisions for informed consent and research compliance. Basically, this framework emphasizes honoring veterans in all of our work, and it supports everything we do regarding access to and use of veteran data for research purposes, including PTR. Veterans must always be at the forefront of our decisions and actions. You can use the links provided in this slide to learn more. I've also provided the VHA Ethics Office email address for questions, and the complete list of the 9 ethics principles I referenced is included in the bonus slides. All right, the Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act, or HIPAA. This is a key element, the last one we're going to actually address today for prep to research. The HIPAA privacy rule applies to all use of PHI, even PTR data access. So for prep to research, there are basically 2 things that you need to remember. One is that the written HIPAA authorization and or waiver of HIPAA authorization, typically required for an approved research protocol, are not applicable here and therefore are not required for prep to research. What is required is an affirmation from the PI stating that the rules and requirements for using PHI data to prepare a proposal or protocol are understood and will be maintained throughout the PTR work. This is a special part of HIPAA that allows access to PHI data for prep to research purposes. VHA's requirements on the PTR request memo, which we will look at later, are taken from the HIPAA privacy rule. The memo, which I'll discuss in more detail, is used by the National Data Systems, or NDS, to process PTR data access requests that are submitted through DART. All right, in this next section, I'll address everybody's very favorite topic, the regulatory components. But as with the key elements we just went over, there are really very few regulatory components for PREP to research. On this slide and the next one, I've provided a quick reference list of the basic regulations specific to PREP to research data access, which can also be found in Directive 1200.05, and there is a link to the directive in the bonus slides. So starting at the top, VA data for PREP to research is solely to develop a funding proposal and research protocol for which data access is necessary. It does not require IRB approval, and it does not require patient authorization or a HIPAA waiver of authorization. It also cannot be used for any other purpose, and only aggregate data may be retained. It may not be used to recruit subjects, and it may not be removed from VA. Keep in mind, this is only for preparing a proposal or protocol. If you're going to use any of the VA data sources that are available on VINCI, you will be given a VINCI project workspace, and the data may not be removed from that workspace. Once your proposal or protocol has been submitted, PREP to research data access ends. The data cannot be used for anything else, may not be used to recruit, and may not be removed. Only aggregate data may be retained. I know a lot of that was repetitive, but it's because it's just really, really important. So yes, it's a short list, but an important list. Now we will look at a few more resources that provide information on data sources, tools for data use, and options for requesting PREP to research access. This slide had a couple of errors in the slide deck that was available in advance, but it's corrected here, and the updated slide deck will be posted to the archive page for this presentation. So, data sources. I am happy to tell you that there are currently over 30 different data sources available for PREP to research access. They include Corporate Data Warehouse, or CDW, Managerial Cost Accounting, or MCA, web reports, IVC Consolidated Datasets, which is Community Care, Death Ascertainment File, Office of Mental Health and Suicide Prevention, and VHA Support Service Center, or VSSC, self-service web-based products. Go to the VHA data portal for more detailed information on each of these data sources and others. We will talk about more about the portal in just a moment. Okay, next we've got data tools and applications. These are used for accessing or analyzing data for research and PREP to research purposes. There are several available, and I'm going to touch on two categories: electronic patient health records, or EHR, and data storage and analytic platforms. Within the EHR category, we have the Computerized Patient Record System, or CPRS, Cerner Millennium, which is now known as Oracle Cerner Millennium, and the Joint Longitudinal Viewer, or JLV. As you might be aware, VA has begun transitioning facilities to Millennium one at a time. Right now, CPRS is the user interface for viewing EHRs at non-transitioned facilities. Millennium is the interface for viewing EHR data at transitioned facilities. JLV, however, provides other ways to view both local and national EHR data, and it includes both transitioned and non-transitioned facilities. For data storage and analytic platforms, we have the VA Informatics and Computing Infrastructure, or VINCI, the SAS Grid Computing Environment, and Prospect, which is a research analytic environment in the VA Enterprise Cloud. Vinci is an excellent resource. As mentioned earlier, once a DART prep to research request is approved, creation of a Vinci workspace is automatically triggered. It's a VA-hosted secure environment for working with the data. The approved data are prepared and provisioned to the workspace by a Vinci data manager, and it's only for use by the individuals listed as needing data access in the DART request. Among the benefits of a Vinci workspace, it provides a central, consolidated, secure platform for VA data users and analytic tools to develop and conduct VA research studies. Vinci also provides special data use services, such as data needs assessments and data feasibility assessments. Also, the Vinci Central website provides a lot of helpful information, including presentations on how to use a Vinci workspace and navigating and managing VA data, as well as several user guides, access to multiple Vinci platform applications, and more. A link to Vinci Central is provided in the bonus slides. As a reminder, we have Vinci Program Manager Tim Troutman on our call today. So if you have any questions about data access specific to Vinci, please go ahead and enter them in the Q&A. And don't forget to register for our next session in the Data Access mini-series, Preparatory to Research Project. That'll be on Wednesday, November 6th at 3 p.m. Eastern. Olga Efimova, Vinci Research Health Science Specialist, is going to provide a step-by-step presentation on creating and submitting a prep to research request in DART. Okay, I also want to tell you about two VIREC resources that will lead you to a wealth of information on VA data. One is the VIREC intranet website, and the other is the VHA data portal. The VIREC website provides a wide variety of resources that are designed to help users learn more about VA data. The data portal provides detailed information about individual data sources, their content and structure, and how to request data access. VIREC facilitates knowledge sharing and the centralization of information about VA data through our websites, help desk, HSR data listserv, and the quarterly data issues brief publication. We collaborate with VA data stewards and program offices to increase the availability and utility of data within the learning health system. Among the resources provided on the VIREC website is our data topics page, where you can review VA data options according to any of the topics that are listed in the data topics list, such as cause of death, cost of care, and geocoded data. At VIREC, we also create many data education products by translating complex information about VA data into user-friendly data documentation, guides, methods briefs, cyber seminars, and tutorials. For example, Factbooks give detailed information on CDW domains, and researchers' notebooks go into detail on use cases like how to use data for a specific purpose. So please go to the VIREC website to explore a complete list of resources that may be very beneficial to you. The other site that we highly recommend to all data users is the VHA Data Portal. The portal is the result of a partnership between VIREC, NDS, Vinci, Health Data Quality, and the Health Economics Resource Center, or HERC. It's designed to be a one-stop resource to clear the path to data content details and the processes for requesting data access. New information about VA data and data access is being added to the portal all the time, making it one of your best resources for VA research and prep to research. On the portal's homepage, when your cursor hovers over any of the tabs across the top, drop-down menus will appear. So for prep to research, for prep to research purposes, it's the data sources drop-down, data access, and tools and applications that will be your go-to resources. For the data sources tab in particular, the drop-down menu provides options to view a general overview, as well as individual pages for each of the data sources currently available. Data source pages in the portal follow a standard format, and as an example, we're looking at the CDW data source page here. Each data source page begins with an overview that describes what the data source is and why it was created. Following the overview is a content section that provides information about the various types of data included in that particular data source. Because CDW has a complex structure, its data source page includes a special structure section to describe it. So I just wanted to show that here. Scrolling down the page, you'll see a requesting data access section that provides expandable menus for each of the three data access categories, which are operations or non-research, prep to research, and research. All you do is click on the plus sign adjacent to the access category, and instructions for requesting that type of access will appear. Last on each page is a resources section that lists links to a variety of supporting resources and other information useful for understanding and using that particular data source. Most of the information that you need is provided on the VHA data portal, and it's always a good idea to start there when you're planning a new proposal or protocol. As with the data source pages, all data access pages also follow a basic format. Here I've selected the preparatory to research access page from the data access drop-down menu. All data access pages provide a requesting access section with a list of the applicable processes hyperlinked so the user can go directly to the desired process page. And you can see there at the top, DART is the first thing listed. And so it's very easy to get to a specific process for data access. But you can also scroll further down, and in the data source and data tool request process sections, there are additional links to portal pages that provide more detailed information on requesting access specific to each data source and each data tool. So there's a variety of ways to get where you want to go. Please note, though, that not all data sources listed have their own portal page. For example, the data acquired by VA from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, or CMS, and the United States Renal Data Systems, or USRDS, does not have a portal page, but there are other ways to get to those data sources. Okay, to close out the presentation, we're going to take a brief look at requesting prep to research data access. Most prep to research data sources are available through DART, and most DART prep to research requests have two documents in common, and I've put the red arrows on the slide there to point them out. First is a completed preparatory to research request memo. This document is signed by the PI and the PI supervisor, and it's required for all PTR requests. You would also need a completed RealSSN access request form prep to research, which is signed by the PI and ACOSR, and that's required if any of the data sources that you're requesting include access to RealSSN data. In case some of you aren't familiar with it, I wanted to show you the prep to research request memo. Always download the most current version from the DART documents and forms page on the VHA data portal. Forms can be updated at any time, and you want to make sure that you're using the most current version. What we're looking at here is the top section of the first page. It just requires the date, the PI's name and location, and responses to the yes, no checkbox questions about the data access request. For location, please enter the city and state the facility is in, not the facility name. So for example, you would enter Charleston, South Carolina, or you could even enter Charleston, VA, but not Ralph H. Johnson VA Medical Center. We actually do need to know the at least the city where the facility is located. All right. Now this slide is showing the middle of the first page. It's a free text area, and it's that way so that you can add your own content to respond to each of the items in the numbered list. At the very bottom of the page, as in the bottom of this slide, there's an initial PI affirmation statement, which is what I had referenced when talking about HIPAA earlier. This is all these affirmations we're going to see in here and in the next slide are required per HIPAA. So let me go to the next slide. So the second page shows a PI certification statement that lists the VA directives and handbooks governing use of VA data access that the PI must adhere to. Now this is VA specific. This is not HIPAA specific. So I misspoke previously. This is strictly for VA regulatory. But here on the next slide, which is the bottom of the second page of the document, this has a list of the additional PI data access affirmation statements. And these statements, which the PI must acknowledge by signature per the HIPAA privacy rule, are the most critical aspect of the memo because they serve as the PI's attestation that he or she will abide by VA's policies for prep to research access and use of PHI data in conjunction with HIPAA privacy rule specifications. Remember, you will only have access to de-identified or aggregate data once your proposal or protocol, has been submitted. You cannot keep any information to use for recruiting subjects. I also wanted to show you the Real SSN access request form for prep to research. In section A, the PI's name is entered along with the VA facility location and proposed project title, as with the memo we just talked about, and really any other form, required form that asks you to enter the location. Please enter the city or city and state and not the formal name of the facility. And instead of entering a text justification, a numeric code must be entered in section A instead at the end of that bolded sentence with the arrow. And you can see the little red box there. You would just enter the numeric code because there's a use code table provided at the bottom of the form, which we'll see in a second. And the requester just needs to enter the applicable use code or codes, if there's more than one, here in section A. Section A, scrolling down, section A ends with another set of affirmation statements that the PI acknowledges by signing the form. And then section B shows an affirmation statement for the ACOSR to acknowledge by signing. So both are required for your request. And then here at the bottom of the form is the use code table where you can see each of the applicable justifications and their corresponding use code numbers. If neither code 1 nor code 2 is applicable, you can choose code 3, other, and that way you can still enter a brief text justification within the table there in the field adjacent to code 3. Most cases, code 1 or 2 works, but we do want to, you know, provide for any other possible justification for use. VA forms can be updated at any time, so be sure to use the most recent version. For this one, it's currently the May 2024 version. Instead of saving blank forms to your desktop for future use, our recommended best practice is to always download the most current version from the DART Documents and Forms page on the VHA Data Portal. Now, in addition to the PTR request memo and, if applicable, the RealSSN access request form, some data sources may require special forms. For example, the data steward may require the submission of additional forms in support of the request, such as a completed CDW domain checklist. If you request program office data, such as bereaved family survey, then you may be required to submit an approved Program Office Data Access Approval Form, or PODA. And then for each program team who needs access to CAPRI and or JLV to view National Electronic Health Record data, an approved Research Access EHR form is required. And finally, a word about requesting prep to research access to those data sources that are not in DART. The three listed here on this slide are the most common. Obtaining the information needed to prepare your proposal or protocol from these data sources may entail requesting counts based on your preliminary cohort definition to ensure you have enough subjects to make your statistical analysis valid. If you're interested in pharmacy benefits management or PBM data, VACMS and USRDS data, or mortality data, then contact the applicable corresponding email address in this slide to request information about and instructions for requesting data access specific to prep to research. And that concludes the presentation portion of our session. I want to thank you so much for attending today, and I really hope this information will help guide and support your prep to research journey. So with Molly and Tim's assistance, we'll go ahead and spend the time we have left answering your questions. Thank you very much.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Angela. And without further ado, we will get to the Q&A portion for our attendees. If you are looking to submit a question, please go to the lower right-hand corner of your screen and click on the ellipses, the three dots there, and one of the options for a Q&A box. You can go ahead and select that, and it'll open right up. And this first question, my clinical slash operations partners use event capture codes, which I am unfamiliar with. Is this data that would be in prepped be in a prepped research request, EHR, CDW, Vinci? And Tim, you were kind enough to respond. Would you like to
provide
that verbally?
So, if you have a question about data, where to find the data, what data is available for your particular project, Vinci provides a free data needs assessment service to help with that. Just simply email our help desk, vinci@va.gov, and put DNA in the subject line, and it'll be routed to the Vinci services team to assist you. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question, is there a linkage with Medicare records or cancer registries?
I do not know that offhand. I can certainly find out. Tim, I don't know if you have any information on that.
No, and I during the presentation, I was looking for an answer and did not find one.
Okay. I will make sure to check with our VACMS team and get back to you. Looks like Asma. Thank you for your question.
Thanks. We have been asked, and I just want to remind the audience that this session has been recorded, and you are going to receive a follow-up email a few days from now with a link leading to the recording and to the slides, so you can access these at your leisure, as well as pass it along to any colleagues that you feel might benefit from this information. While we wait for any further questions to come in, Tim, did you have any supplemental information you wanted to add to Angela's excellent content?
No, Angela had all the content I would recommend.
Awesome. Well, another question has come in. If you are not doing PTR for funding or protocol prep, is there an area to access data information for feasibility of a study?
That I think, well, I know that a feasibility assessment could be requested through Vinci. The only thing I can think off the top of my head to recommend would be, I know on the VHA data portal, you can look at individual data sources and learn more about each one, but I don't know that that kind of content would speak to the feasibility you're talking about. Tim, do you have, when people are asking about feasibility, is that?
This looks like they'd like to use operations type access to do their own feasibility.
I see.
Yeah,
okay.
Vinci also has it. Now, if this is you're going to do research or prepped research, you decide to go that direction. Vinci does offer a feasibility service as well. So just an email to vinci@va.gov with the word feasibility in the subject line.
Thank you both. We do have several more questions that have come in. The next one being, what is the best data source to use for finding specific info on military toxic exposures?
I do not know that one myself.
I do not either.
But again, you could take up, use Vinci's data needs assessment service, and they can assist you with that.
I can also do some checking and perhaps follow up with this person with any additional information I can find. But yes, I agree with Tim on that.
Thank you. I'll be sure to pass along any unanswered questions. The next question, is prep to research data poll normally done by research analysts to the research service, or that normally goes through a VA-based data analytics team?
I can answer that. So once you're approved for prep to research, you're going to be given access to the data requested, but you're going to need your own analyst, your own SQL analyst, to actually manipulate the data and to do the inquiries that you're looking for. So it's up to the study itself to provide that resource.
Thank you. The next question, does VA mortality data include cause of death?
I am not 100% certain on that. I know that we have the death ascertainment file, and there is another file which I am looking for that has to do with mortality, and one of them is specific to cause of death. So I am not being very helpful in the moment because I am not finding this other data source I am thinking of.
We can follow up with them.
I will. I apologize.
No problem. It's a lot of info to have off the top of your head. The next question we have, are investigators required to use Vinci for PTR projects, or can they use local CPRS with facility approval?
My understanding is that it's Vinci only. Is that correct, Tim?
Yeah, if you go through DART for a data access request, you must use Vinci.
Thank you. Are data use agreements reviewed and approved by the local IRB to which the research proposal is submitted?
Can you repeat that question?
Yeah. Are data use agreements reviewed and approved by the local IRB to which the research proposal is submitted?
I believe so. They are reviewed. I don't know if the IRB specifically approves or if it's research service that approves. But they are included in the request package, so to speak, a fully signed, or to the extent, you know, that it can be is submitted with the request. And then I'm wanting to say it's research service that signs it, but I can find that out for sure and follow up.
Thank you.
There's a good page, just to chime in, there's a good page on the VHA data portal on data use agreements and the process.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tim.
We do have a comment that came in regards to a previous question, and that person states, operations access is not authorized for research use, including PTR.
Yep, that's correct.
That is correct.
Does a DART approval include an assessment on whether the size of the data set requested is appropriate to the research protocol?
You can request a cohort review when you are in making your DART request. And from that, you can determine what size the data is going to be. If your cohort seems is what we call a large cohort, you're asking for millions and millions and millions of people, then that goes through a cohort review process to make sure that you're requesting the proper amount of people in your cohort and you're not bloated and excessive. It's basically the minimum use standard.
Thank you. The next question. When I clicked on the link for VHA data portal, it didn't open on my browser. Do I need to be at the VA to access the portal?
Yes, you do. It's inside the VA firewall, so you have to be on your at VA or on a government issued device to access the portal.
Thank you. We have somebody that wanted to comment on a previous question. The IRB does not have the authority to approve DUAs. It is usually reserved for research service and the privacy officer.
Thank you, Elizabeth. That's very helpful.
And we have another comment that should be helpful. PACT Act enrollment toxic exposure screens can be found within the VSSC PACT Act enrollment workspace. Thank you to that comment.
Yes, thank you.
We do have several questions that came in through the chat, so we're going to continue on. Are investigators required to do preparatory to research projects through Vinci, or can they complete PTR projects through local CPR? Oh, I think we already did that one. Well, let me read it, and you guys can tell me if we already did it. Are investigators required to do preparatory to research projects through Vinci, or can they complete PTR projects through local CPRS with facility approval?
Yeah, that was previously asked and answered.
I thought so. Okay. They put it into both sections. We appreciate that. The next question, where would we access staffing data such as turnover, tenure, pay rates?
That is another excellent question.
Probably CDW production.
That's what I was thinking too. But again, that type of data would be for operations use.
The next question, where can we access the all employee survey data?
Ooh.
I would start by looking at VSSC web reports.
Thank you. Somebody wrote in saying CDW has the all employee survey cube. Thank you for that. The next question, are there data sets that contain text from medical records for large language modeling type studies?
I'm guessing if we got text, it'd be in the CDW TIU notes, but I couldn't tell you what's contained in those notes.
Thank you. The next question we have, oh, actually, it's a comment. People are being very helpful with their comments today. Thank you. This person says, the mortality data repository has cause of death data. Thank you to that person. Angela, can I get you to advance to the next slide, please?
Oh, sure. Sorry.
Because the next question is, who is best to contact for additional questions after the webinar? So you can contact the presenter or Tim individually, but at the end of the bonus slides, we also have the information for the VIREC help desk as well as Vinci Services at va.gov. So those are also two resources. Tim, here's one for you. Does Vinci hold any open office hours or Q&A sessions to help answer questions about where to find data or what is available? Or is this the only way to do this is to set up an individual review?
Yes, Vinci does provide which is now the Vinci office and tech hour Q&A sessions. And I'm going to put a link to that page in the response. So during this session, we have people from all over Vinci's teams that can provide answers to data, SQL questions, where do I find data, how do I request data, or if you have technical questions like I'm having trouble logging into the workspace, or when I run my SQL code, I get an error, my SQL submission is timing out. What do I need to do? So we can handle a variety of questions related to Vinci. And if you go to that link I provided at the top of the page, or when you get to the page, about the middle of the page, there's a link to go ahead and join this session. And it's on Wednesdays, every Wednesday, except for the third Wednesday of the month, which is our Vinci training hour.
Thank you. The next question, can you submit PTR or use Vinci without WOC or paid employee status?
You would have to, the only other option then would be an IPA appointment. You have to have some type of VA appointment.
Thank you. And somebody did drop in the link to the all employee survey. So that is in the Q&A pane if anybody would like to look it up. And we do have another comment. The CDW staff domain contains data about all staff classifications. This is also available in Vinci. Now, the next question we have is, give me just one second. Actually, we just have a lot of comments coming in saying, thank you. This was a very helpful presentation. Please continue these. And then we have another comment that came in with regard to DUAs and content. This is a question. With regard to DUAs and content, is there a specific document ISSOs, privacy officers, or VA research refer to with regard to expectations? For example, reference sheet?
That is a yes, no question. And I can say the yes and no. I would suggest people, or this individual, if you go to the DUA page on the portal, it does give a bit of an overview, but there's a link to a VHA data sharing agreement, and there's a repository for those types of agreements. So that is one resource. There's also a DUA template. There's a DUA process flow, and there's also a DUA decision tree and case use examples. And that's just in the DUA management process section of the page. There are also some additional resources listed at the bottom. I didn't see anything specifically saying, you know, a reference sheet or FAQ. Although, nope, I take that back. There's a DUA FAQ link as well. So definitely check out the DUA page on the VHA data portal. It's under the policy and admin menu header at the top of the page.
Excellent. And somebody wrote in saying, yes, there is a DUA template that you need to follow that outlines all of these items.
Perfect.
Excellent. All right. So I think, Angela, I'm going to have you, let's go ahead and plug the next section, and then I'll have you move down to our help desk and reference emails.
Okay.
So we do want you to join us for the next presentation in this series. It's on November 6th at 3 p.m. Eastern, and it's preparatory to research project, and that's going to be presented by Olga Efimova. And you can register for that now by going to the VIREC website, or you can go to the HSR Cyber Seminar Catalog and register there. And go ahead, and if you could, perfect. There it is. So these are your contacts. These are your resources. This is who to get a hold of for those help with needs assessments and such. So we'll leave this up for a second. And Angela, did you have any concluding comments you'd like to make?
No, just that I appreciate all of the great contributions to our Q&A chat from attendees. That's really great. And I will follow up on any unanswered questions, or if there are some that weren't fully answered, I will do my best to provide the information requested. And I really appreciate your assistance today, and Cider and Tim. It's been a really great session. Thanks.
Absolutely. Huge thank you to you and Tim, and of course to Cider. And lots of thank yous coming in from the audience as well. So we appreciate it. For our attendees, we are going to close out the session in just a moment, and a feedback survey is going to populate on your screen. Please take just a moment to fill out those few questions. It helps us to improve sessions that have already been presented, as well as you have the opportunity to suggest topics for other cyber seminars in the future. So once again, thank you to everybody for joining us. And as a reminder, you will receive a follow-up email with a link leading to this recording and the presentation slides for your reference. Thanks again, everybody. Have a great rest of your day.